You always hear stories about how people forget things in their Ubers. Mm. And the only reason why I never judge those people is because I left my cell phone in an Uber one time. And, you know, I learned the hard way that it definitely happens.
Yeah, that's for sure.
My husband left his wallet in an Uber one time. And I never understood. I go, why did you take your wallet out? He's like, every man takes a wallet out of his back pocket when he gets in a car. And I was like, in an Uber?
That's like, why. What? You got to control the size of your wallet. Mm. That's the thing. You got to keep it slim. That way you can put it in the front pocket.
All right. Top things that people leave in their Uber over the last year. Most common things. Clothing, luggage, headphones.
I mean, I could see like, okay, a jacket or a sweatshirt or something like that. I guess that makes sense. Yeah. Luggage. I mean, you called the Uber because you needed a ride to the airport or wherever you were going.
Also on this list, I think goes hand in hand with luggage is laptops. And I know a couple of people that have left their laptops because they put it like in a backpack and then they put it in the, you know, in the back seat, or they put it in the trunk and they forget that they have their laptop bag in there.
You know how I typically don't forget my laptop? Mm-hmm. I put my wallet in my laptop bag.
Well, then if you leave it, you've basically lost everything.
Right. Or yes. If I get ripped off.
Yeah.
Right. Not good.
Jewelry. How do you lose jewelry? Like, who's just taking off their jewelry in an Uber? Like, can you hold this for me, sir? Thank you so much.
They really like to relax. Or maybe they never got the clasps totally closed. You know, those ones that are really small and they get the hook on there. They're a pain.
Uber also released the strangest things that people have ever left in an Uber. Frontal hair toupee. What?
Whoa.
A breathalyzer. Okay, well, at least you're in an Uber, so that's good. And then somebody panicked because they left behind a leaf that was very much needed. And then there was another time that there was two containers with spiders in them.
Wait a minute.
What?
Who needs a leaf?
Well, who needs a leaf? Like a leaf that was very much needed?
Yeah.
I mean, you call the Uber driver and you say, can you please come back? There's a leaf I left in the back seat.
If I'm driving for Uber or Lyft and you're needing a ride and you have something like two spiders in a jar, I want a notification before I pick you up.
Right.
Like, I should have the same choice you have. Mm-hmm. As when you go to select me, I should be able to select whether or not I want that ride.
Somebody left a live pet turtle, and I think that's sad. That's really sad. Like, the turtle meant nothing to you. Mm-hmm. You just left it in an Uber. You can't leave your pet in an Uber.
Sounds like abandonment.
Yeah. Last week, we had a doctor come on the air, and she said that if you want to mimic the results of Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro, and all these weight loss shots, you just got to eat certain things. Mm. And one of the magic, quote unquote, magic foods was minestrone soup. So how do you make a delicious minestrone soup? Joining us, it's 6-time Emmy-nominated Chef Plum. Woo!
Six times.
You got lots of lentils in there, right?
Because
the lentils was what she was really fired up.
She was fired about lentils. I heard this whole segment. Yeah. You're right. She was. We're doing no lentils.
But no lentils?
But you could. Like, mm-hmm. I'm looking at this going, well, I guess you could put lentils. You said it. I would, hey, you could put lentils in this. Minestrone. A vegetable soup done with a lot of beans, and the beans have the protein in them. So I think what she's getting at is a lot of this, like, high protein.
High protein and things that fill you up longer.
Yeah, water-soluble, basically. Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to get my pan hot here. So we're going to make the soup right here.
Okay.
All right? It's easy to make. It doesn't take a lot of time. I've got my pan. I got my Ergo Chef pan here, smart pan. Click that on there. That's getting hot. I've got a little olive oil in the pan. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to take a tip from my good friend Jacques Pepin, who says to use the grocery store as your prep cook. Look, I've got carrots, onion, and celery right here. Already cut up and ready to go.
I'm surprised that you buy it pre-chopped, because I feel like if I did that, you would make fun of me and ask me how lazy I was.
Yes, you are correct. I definitely would make fun of you for doing it. Not for, I mean, listen.
For you, it's different.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Right, you have 6 Emmy nominations. Got
Thank
it.
You. Yeah. Thank you. Celery, onions, and carrots. In the chef world, that's called mirepoix. Nice and saute that up. What's that going to do? It's going to get nice and brown. So what we do with this, as it starts to get cooked off and soften up, we're going to make something called a pinçage. Everybody say pinçage?
Pinçage.
Nice. Pinçage is a French word. What's it mean?
I don't know.
Me either.
Oh.
But it's a French word. And what it means is you're basically adding tomato to your mirepoix, right? We're going to get this nice and mixed together. It gets nice and happy. And this is so fun about this recipe is that it's so easy to make. It's literally throw everything in the pan. Mm-hmm. That simple. So in the pan, there we go. You can use fresh garlic here. I'm going to use a little sprinkle of garlic powder right there. Kidney beans here. I'm going to pop those in there.
Wow.
I've got some cannellini beans, the white beans right here. Pop that in there too. We'll give it a little mix around again. That's getting nice and happy in there. Really important now, we want to make sure we season it. So I want to put some salt in there. Don't be too afraid to be a little heavier with the salt, right? So far in this pan, we've got a little bit of our tomato paste, carrots, onion, and celery, and 2 different types of beans, and that's what's getting nice and hot in this pan. Well, you could add a bunch of fresh herbs to keep it simple for home cooks. I've got an Italian herb blend. You can buy a dry. Here's the thing, when you use a dry herb, you want to take this herb and you want to smush it between your fingers, okay? Why? Into there because it brings out the natural oils much better. So, Raven, hand me your hand.
Really?
I want you to smell this in your hand.
Okay.
Now, smush it in your fingers and smell it. And tell me if it smells any different. If it's stronger, if it's more fragrant. What do you think?
Well, it does smell a little bit different, doesn't
changed,
it?
Changed, right? It changes. That's right.
Huh.
Which is pretty cool. So, now, this is getting happy.
I never knew that.
We're going to add a little veggie stock here, if you like, right into our pan. And I'm going to bring this to a boil is the idea. We're going to bring this right to a boil. When it comes to that boil, we're going to add some spinach to it. Just a handful of spinach right in there. And then I'm going to add a handful of cooked pasta. So you can do this two ways. You can cook the pasta in there, but just know once you do that, you're going to have to add some more liquid to it because that pasta will absorb that liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Bring this to a boil. Let it get nice and happy. Let it cook on that top for on your cooktop for about 5 minutes or so. And what happens is you get this beautiful soup. So give it a try and see what you think. But again, super simple. You can change this up by a little bit by adding some more fresh herbs. I like to finish it with a little bit of basil sometimes. But using that dry stuff makes it so much easier. You get the entire meal in a bowl and high protein.
That's maybe the best minestrone I've ever had.
It's really delicious.
Not bad, right?
No. I mean, yeah, you could eat this all the time. And it's healthy and it's got all the good stuff in there.
Yeah, really, really simple. Hit me up on Instagram, @chef_plum. I'm happy to put it up there for you, too. And also, we're going to post it, I think, on the Anna and Raven Instagram.
Yeah, we have the whole video that'll go up on Instagram, too.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Everybody has their thing, the thing that drives them nuts. Even though you don't know anything about a person, they may post something online or may say something to you in passing, and you just kind of roll your eyes and you think to yourself, that's all I need to know about you. It's your chance to share them. 1-800-330-9999. Max, that's all I need to know about you.
If you fall asleep watching a movie in a theater, that's all I need to know about you. Why go pay money to see a movie if I can just listen to you snore? Just go home and snore.
Anna, if they didn't want us to fall asleep, they wouldn't have made those chairs so comfortable. Lean back, reserved. I could show up at the last minute. I always make sure that there's nobody on the side of me. This is my living room.
I always feel terrible about myself when I fall asleep in a movie. It's like, why did I spend that money? Like, I understand this gentleman being very upset. Nick, that's all I need to know about you.
Okay, this one, it's my pet peeve, my biggest one. If you're going to let your kid run around the store and you're not paying attention to them, that's all I need to know about you. I was at a store last week, and I'm waiting in the line, and I feel like a tug on the back of my jacket. I turn around. It's this kid, got like a lollipop. It's just all over his face. He's getting sticky lollipop crap everywhere. And the mom, nowhere to be found. I just don't want to deal with it. Watch your kid.
What store is it completely acceptable to do it, though? Right? There's got to be some places.
I mean,
got to be a school.
Maybe like the dollar store is acceptable
no.
to
no.
do it.
Well,
the
no, dollar there's, store. There's knives on a shelf.
Yeah.
No. It's automatically a no. I'm going to tell you both
they're
no before
really
you try
to
explain.
They're not really good knives, though. They're pretty dull knives.
Yeah, no, I meant like a Toys R Us or something. I meant like a toy store.
Uh-oh. There's no store where it's acceptable to do it, but I did experiment with letting her roam free and learning the consequences, my five-year-old in a dollar store.
Yeah.
Because she's a runner. She just will go off on her own. She's oblivious, all that. And we were in a dollar store, and, you know, as usual, my older daughter goes to go after her. I go, no, wait, let her feel like she's lost. And it's like a smaller dollar store, so, like, I know.
She was far enough away from the knives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard her being like, Mom, Mommy, Mom. And I let her panic for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is why you're not supposed to wander off. And it was one of those learning things.
Yeah.
But then, you know, of course, my husband's like, well, what if somebody took her? I'm like,
in that 30 seconds.
Right.
Because it does happen.
She's 2 aisles away. Like, and she's like, you know, talking to herself the whole time.
Oh, you're going to get an email.
Oh. They got to learn somehow. You can't always just assume that somebody's going to run after you. Faith, that's all I need to know about you.
If you let your dog sit on your lap while you're driving a car, that's all I need to know about you. Like, your dog can't, like, sit in the back seat. Your dog can't, like, stay at home. I mean, I was driving down the freeway the other day, and I nearly got into an accident because this car was, like, swerving all over the place. Like, I thought they were drunk, and then I get around them after they nearly smash into me, and I realize it's because they have their Pomeranian on their lap, and they're just, like, absorbed with this Pomeranian. And like, I'm a dog person, like, I love animals, but like, if you cannot be separated from your animal long enough to like drive, I don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, I bet that Pomeranian was so cute
driving a little
so
car.
So cute. We have one right down the street. His name is Fuego.
Oh,
and he's Barkley's best friend because Barkley hates his brother.
Does Fuego know how to drive?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I have to ask him next time I see him.
Yeah.
If he could.
Very convenient.
Welcome to Taylor Swift Day. Woo!
Did everybody know this was going to be a double album?
No, of course not, okay. Raven.
I don't know. There's many, many surprises, obviously.
The Tortured Poets Department, her newest album, was released at midnight earlier, and she surprised everybody. Well, that's not true. She didn't surprise me or my daughter or any real Swiftie.
You guys knew it. Because, you guys knew everything.
So the thing about Taylor Swift is that she puts out clues. She puts out these Easter eggs. And one that she had dropped earlier this week, there were so many references to the number 2. There was 2 typewriters. There was 2 o'clock on the thing. So at 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. earlier, she dropped the second album. Not technically a second album. It's 15 additional songs. All right. So the first single off it is Fortnite, also something I knew, because if you looked at Easter egg, then Roman numeral 14 was everywhere. It's her song with Post Malone. So here they are singing together on it.
I want you to know that Anna spent a solid hour trying to explain this to me yesterday, and I gathered none of this information.
I mean, if you could look at the text chain between me and my 15-year-old daughter, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And she stayed up last night to be able to listen to everything live,
sure.
And I have, like, sheets of notes. Now, everybody assumed that this was going to be the breakup album about Joe Alwyn. She dated him for 6 years through the pandemic. They broke up, never really talked about what happened, and there's certainly times where she addresses him, absolutely. And it's a lot of what you think. She wanted marriage and babies. She thought that was what was going to happen, and then it didn't, and her heart was broken. But the real surprise is that she throws Matt Healy, the guy from the 1975.
Yes.
She throws him under the bus.
Really?
Like, so many times.
So this is a guy that she went out with, hooked up with for a minute after breaking up with Joe Alwyn,
well,
but she had a relationship prior, too, with this guy.
So, yeah, the best way I can describe this is, ladies, you know that guy that keeps popping into your life and you know he's bad news, but you date him a couple weeks here, you make a couple of bad phone calls after a few rough dates, you're like, all right, and then you keep going back to him, but you know that he's not the right one? That's Matt Healy for Taylor Swift.
I mean, I thought that was Harry Styles, but okay.
No, it's this guy. She's got, like, history.
There's a few of those.
For, like, the last decade with him.
Okay.
But she went out with him last year before, you know, Travis Kelce.
Right.
And they had, like, a crazy few weeks, and it did not end well at all. Actually, a lot of people say that's the reason why she teamed up with Ice Spice, because he said really nasty things about Ice Spice, so she purposely went and worked with Ice Spice and added her on Karma.
Okay, this is quite a wormhole here, everybody.
Anyway, the other thing you should know about this album is Kim Kardashian also gets thrown under the bus.
It's about time.
There's a song called Thank You, Amy, but in Thank You, Amy, she capitalizes only the K, the I, and the M. Here's a couple snippets from it. Everyone knows that my mother is a saintly
woman, but she used to say she wished that she were dead. Wow.
And then she also says this.
Wow. I don't think you've changed much. And so I changed your name and any real defining clues in one day. Your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is gonna know is about you. That video that Kim K posted with Northwest is them dancing to Shake It Off. That is a serious dig there, though, right? The one that you're only gonna know is between me and your kid.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm here for it all day today. All day.
Wow.
This has been all over the news the last couple weeks.
Workers in California who are sick of getting work calls and emails after hours might be getting some backup from the state legislature. The legislation would give workers the right to ignore calls and messages from their bosses until they're back on the clock.
Is this a real thing that you can monitor?
I mean, is this something that you actually need to put out a law or regulation for? I mean, listen, you get a phone call, you get a message, you get an email or whatever, you can ignore it already. I guess they make it so that you can't be disciplined for this? Is that what that is, right? Like, so if you feel like you got fired after, you might have some recourse?
I mean, right, because what stops somebody from being like,
right.
I'm
I didn't get it.
Well, not even that, but like, I didn't have to respond to that email, and that's why they fired me, and now I'm going to sue, and they're using that as an excuse. I think it opens up a can of worms. I don't know. But are we the first ones to do something like this?
It would be the first of its kind in the United States. France already has similar laws on the books, and Australia will implement one later this year.
Wow. Okay, Australia. France, I mean, I'm not shocked. France does all sorts of weird stuff.
They barely work anyway.
I mean, they retire at like 57.
I'm not,
or at
I have
62.
No idea.
If you were in the theater for 16 months, you get to retire whenever you want.
You know, it's so strange because we live in this culture, in this world, in this country that, like, we value work, and, you know, the harder you work, the more successful you are, and that's been ingrained in us since we were children. And
yeah.
And now there's this push of, well, we need our mental health, and, like, too much work is not good for us. And how do you fix that? Oh, I don't know. I
know. You know what? I mean, I've got a serious question, and this might sound a little bit nuts, right? But as you said, land of opportunity, work has always been rewarded, or, you know, rightfully so, or thought to be so here in the United States, along with capitalism, that all comes together for one thing. How are we ever going to get to Mars if nobody is available to take a phone call after 5 o'clock?
Right. What if all of a sudden they figure out there's a stairway to Mars in the back? And no, I'm sorry. We're going to have to wait till tomorrow.
Right. Till Monday or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of big things that are going on in the state of California. And I feel like sometimes those people should be on call.
I just don't understand how this is enforceable. And I think it really depends on what your career is, what your industry is. We work in news. If something happens and news is breaking, we need to share it. We need to be able to communicate with each other.
And I mean, I don't think the world is waiting on you and me to share it, but I get what you're saying.
As an industry.
It's all of us being, I mean, somebody would probably be there, hopefully.
If our boss,
not a robot,
and said, there's a big storm coming. We need you guys to get on the air at 6 o'clock tonight. We're not going to come to work. Of course we are. That's what we do for a living.
Yeah, but our bosses will never call us and tell us that they need us to get on the air because there's a storm coming.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean. Right. A storm of something.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Doug, you think this is a good law?
No, definitely not. When I'm off of work, it's done. I mean, calling me after work hours. If you're not paying me overtime, I don't want to hear it.
If they're calling you, Doug, and they're going, wait, there's overtime, is it cool that they called you?
If I don't have anything going on.
Right, I kind of feel like, you know, it's like Armageddon. You want us to save the world? I don't want to pay taxes anymore. And I'd like some hazard pay. Yeah. Right? You make your list, right? Yeah. We all have a price.
Exactly. Right.
California is looking to be the first state in the country to pass a law where it would be illegal for your bosses to reach out to you by email, text, phone after your workday is done. Do you think your boss should be allowed to call you, text you, email you after you finish work? 1-800-330-9999. What do you think? Dana?
If I am a surgeon, yes. If I am any other career, no, that's disgusting. Do not call me after hours. Nothing needs to be talked about. No, go home. Go live your own life. Don't call me.
You know what this is, Anna? This is the hero thing. Right? The bat phone rings. Tara's here for it. If you want me to save a life, somebody's calling me, no problem. I'll be there. Dr. Jones is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Not doing that, forget it. Don't call me. I'm on a beach.
If you need an emergency person to just crack jokes.
Save the day.
And like, I don't know, tell a story or two or read you some news. All right. Then you can call me after hours.
Call you. Yeah. Call Anna Zapp.
Call Anna Zapp.
That's
She's available.
Right. But if you don't need that.
then don't.
Call the surgeon. And if that, don't call anybody.
Mackenzie, what do you think? Do you think your bosses should be able to call or text you after work hours?
Absolutely not. I have no work-life balance because my boss is like codependent on me and has to like text me, call me, ask me questions, all for things that I don't need to solve. Like, they are not my problem. Like, I'm about to quit this job simply because I get called after hours. Like, I am not there. I am not doing it. I don't work from home. Like, I go in person. Once I leave that job, I leave it there. I'm not taking it home with me. Absolutely not.
Do you think that it's okay to send an email?
That I'm okay with because if you're checking your work email, like, that's your problem, right? Like, you did that. Like, don't check your email until you're ready to do work.
Jerry, what do you think? Is it cool for your bosses to call you or text you after hours?
No, absolutely not. In fact, my boss... I brought this up once because my boss calls late because we have like different sectors of the country that we deal with in different hours. And my boss was like, well, just leave your phone on the pillow. And then, you know, when it rings, it's right there. And that's just not going to fly for me.
How about the email? Do you think that's different?
I don't want the emails. I don't want the calls. I frankly don't even want to talk to my boss while I'm there. So, no different.
Tanya, what do you think? Is it okay for your boss to call you after hours, message you, whatever?
Absolutely not. I'm not at work, so I'm not answering work questions. I have nothing to do with it. As a matter of fact, when you call, I'm purposely sending you to voicemail, so you know it.
How about emails? Email different?
What email?
Like your work
That's
email.
That's not on my phone. What email?
Oh, email? What's that?
Yeah.
Says.
All right.
Because that's the answer.
Imagine you go to work and they're like, okay, this is going to be your email. You're like, no, I don't do email.
That's so great. Oh, it's so great.
All right, Troy, what do you think? Your boss should be able to call you or text you after work hours?
If I performed all my duties during work hours and it's not an emergency, do not call me on my time unless you want to prorate and add a little bit extra to my paycheck.
You know what? I'm curious about this just because, you know, people have, there's exceptions for most people. Give me three jobs that you think it's totally cool that if your boss calls you on the weekend. Three jobs.
Firefighter.
Okay, firefighter. Right. The bell goes off, right? The pager goes off. Mm-hmm. You hear the siren, right? Yeah. Firefighter's going to go to work. Good answer. Okay, who else?
Doctor.
Doctor.
I guess that's sort of in the same category, yeah. You know, yeah. Like people who help other people or, foster parent.
Mm-hmm. Hero or what about a regular parent? Like,
that's a different job.
I mean, no, don't call me. No, if it's Friday night and we don't have to get up the next morning, do not call me.
God bless those foster
parents,
though.
Do not bother me.
The phone ringing and they're picking it up.
And those are good people.
They are good people, I guess. We can call them for anything.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we have a child for you. Yes.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2:00.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. You got me in the car with the baby again.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you're always with that baby, huh?
I can't get enough.
So what's new and exciting? How's Raven behaving?
Oh, gosh. So I am trying to get back on track, Anna, like eating healthy. I started working out again. I'm feeling good. I don't think I've really lost any weight, but I'm feeling slimmer.
Yeah.
I guess it's in my head.
No, it's
guy,
a thing.
I just, I don't know. I told you, I need your help. When you challenge him, like he really wants to battle you. When you challenge him to something, he listens. So help me out here. Challenge him to eat some salad. Like, I buy him salad, he won't eat it. I come home, and the whole loaf of bread is gone in 1 week. Like, I'm not buying bread anymore. You're going to have a cranky guy on your hands because I'm not buying crackers. I'm not buying bread. Like, I'm not buying carbs anymore. He's either going to eat the salad or he's going to starve.
Let me just point something out here. The last time I went to make a sandwich, like last week or whatever, the bread was moldy because nobody was eating the bread.
No.
So if you're buying bread and bringing bread home, it's really my job to make a sandwich in those circumstances.
Two sandwiches every day? No.
No.
I mean, eat the salad. I bought you the salad. Eat the salad.
Wait a minute. You have two sandwiches?
No, I have one sandwich, and then I take one piece of bread, and I fold it in half, and I make a mini sandwich, a half sandwich right there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what? It's my turn to share. Every night, we load the dishwasher and run it when we go to bed. And the other day, I did it. Right as we're getting ready to go to bed, I hear my wife go in there, and she's like checking anything in the sink. There's nothing in the sink, but she opens the dishwasher, and I hear her rearrange the entire dishwasher. I contend that if one person loads the dishwasher, the other one should not be able to show up and reload the dishwasher.
Alicia, what happened?
I mean, he loads the dishwasher like a crazy person. It's not even right. You know, he did not consult me when he picked out the new dishwasher. And it's so small and it's terrible and it makes no sense anyway. So we could actually fit only half the stuff our old one could.
It's the same size dishwasher. It's just a different rack on top. Actually, the dishwasher came with a different layout.
Yeah.
It shows you how to load it. She refuses to look at it. There's
you
a piece
a
of paper in there.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, but if you looked at it for 30 seconds, you would then know the blueprint for the rest of your life, and then it would make more sense. That's what I was doing, following a blueprint. Thank you.
You're following a blueprint with the dishwasher? Is this a real conversation that we're having?
It's water. It goes around everything. She thinks like every Tupperware thing has to have its own like area, like acreage inside the dishwasher. It's water. It goes underneath the things. When you stack the plates, they're right next to each other. Somehow they come out clean. But the Tupperware needs its own yard?
That
doesn't make any sense.
Are you deflecting over you eat 7 sandwiches a day? Is that what's happening?
Just eat the salad, dude. Just eat the salad.
He purposely doesn't eat the salad because he doesn't want to have to put the bowl in the dishwasher. It's easier just to throw away the sandwich. He eats it. There's no plates.
You know, I never thought of that, but it actually makes some sense.
What kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
This is getting to see, Anna. Yeah. This is all nonsense. I need him to get on board. I need him to exercise with me. Mm. I need him to eat healthy. Like, let's go on vacation healthy together.
Yeah, yeah, we're both getting ready for big vacations. Why don't we all do it together? It'll be fun.
No. I don't want one of these challenge
yes.
nonsense
challenge him, Anna.
Things.
Yes. Challenge him, Anna, because yeah. he only listens to you.
I mean, we could do all kinds of healthy things here. It'll be so fun. We can get our summer bodies. Look at us. It'll
yeah. be like... You had weigh-ins? Yeah, he would want to beat you every week. We have a scale here.
We can do it.
Because you took it out of your house and left it here and never took it back. You know what? You're both getting a D. For dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. Checking in with our fellow tortured poet, Brooke Fitzsimmons. We've selected her as our official Taylor Swift expert Swiftie of the day.
Oh, my gosh. Brooke, are you okay? Have you slept at all this past evening here? Mm-hmm. Are you just jacked up on caffeine? What's your status right now?
You guys, I'm on about 2 hours of sleep right now. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted, but it's a good exhaustion.
So how do you feel that the chairman treated us? Because that was a lot to handle.
Yeah, it was a lot to handle. I was expecting one album, and then at 2 a.m., she decided to announce another album, a part two of the Tortured Poets Department. So that was really exciting to listen to 15 more songs at 2 a.m. this morning.
If you're not familiar with what's happening, it's Taylor Swift Day. The Tortured Poets Department is out now. Dropped at midnight. Second album came at 2 a.m., just like Brooke said. And Brooke, I think one of the most surprising things for me was that I thought this was going to be a complete album about Joe Alwyn, but it really wasn't.
No, it was definitely about other people. I'm getting Maddie Healy for sure.
Yep.
And definitely Kim Kardashian.
I love the throwing bricks Kim Kardashian's way. I really do.
Oh, my gosh. It was so unexpected.
Savage, too. Yeah. When you start talking about the things that are in your daughter's mind, you're saying things that are going to affect that other person for the rest of their life. They can say whatever they want to, but she's in her head.
So if you missed it, in this song called Thank You, Amy, she capitalizes the K, the I, and the M, and she says this.
I don't think you've changed much, and so I changed your name and any real defining clues, and one day your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is gonna know is about you.
And that song is cold. Shake It Off. That's like a viral video. She's singing Shake It Off.
Call me crazy, though, but I think it's also about the fact that you've released a new song now. It's clearly a message to Kim K. And you know what? Her daughter's a fan, so she's going to like that song, too. It basically says, like, I'm the virus that your daughter loves now at this point.
Yeah. Maybe there'll be a new TikTok to it.
I can't even believe it. Like, the layers to the stuff that she does it's wild to me, man.
All right, Brooke, what else do you think we should know about what's going on today?
She's dropping a new music video tonight.
I mean, I'm sure you listened to her song with Post Malone, Fortnite. That's the one where the music video is coming out tonight. What do you think of it?
I think it's great. I was kind of hoping for more Post Malone, but this happened with Lana Del Rey with Snow on the Beach, and then she released a new version with more Lana Del Rey. So hopefully she'll do the same with Post.
Did you see the Post, Brooke, where she says, like, to bring a dictionary, wear your best outfit, all that? So you saw that she dropped her merch line, too, which immediately sold out. Everything is sold out.
Of course.
Why do you think we needed a dictionary?
It was just straight up poetry. I think that if you don't know some of these words that she was using last night, for sure you need a dictionary.
That's the thing that blows my mind is metaphorically, like, there's the message that's plain and then there's the message that's underneath. There's a lot of that.
Do you think that this is going to influence any fashion going forward, Brooke? Because I remember when Cardigan came out, everybody bought the cardigans. I have three of them at my house. It kind of like started a whole movement. Beyonce is bringing back the whole cowboy look. Do you think that this dark age kind of Victorian thing that she's trying to do is going to inspire what everybody's going to be wearing?
You know, it's so crazy. I said to my mom last night, I could totally see myself in a Victorian white dress right now, like just listening to this album. So I totally think that this is going to have an effect on what Swifties and, you know, fans who hear this album, what they wear. Once you hear these songs, you just go like into like a whole different place. So maybe I'll buy myself a lace Victorian dress and that's the vibe.
All right, Brooke Fitzsimmons, our official expert Swiftie of the day. Thank you, Brooke. We appreciate it.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Mama's Margarita Friday. Of course, it doesn't matter if you're a mom or you're a dad or if your kids are human, have four legs, or you're just in charge of a whole company. We get it. It's not easy to be in charge, and this is your chance to just vent. So what did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Gina?
Well, I went to my husband's intramural soccer game, which is one of the most torturous experiences. You just sit there and watch them play soccer really, really badly. And all of the women who go are really annoying, and I cannot stand to be there. But I went because he complained that I never go. Awful 2 hours.
I mean, and you're the only people there, right? So, I mean, it's just
yeah.
It's just the partners of the people that are playing. I have a friend that I used to work with, a guy I used to work with. I think he's still playing. He's over 50 at this point. He's in incredible shape. All the credit to him. I can't imagine for a minute trying to last. How long is this soccer game, Anna?
Well, it could be hours.
Oh,
it depends.
Gosh. Yeah. It's, kill me.
It's an hour and a half.
Oh,
it's an
God.
Hour and a half.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, they're all really bad,
I
too.
Don't care if
like,
they're all really
bad.
What do you think? I want to be here on a Tuesday doing this? Are you crazy?
No. No, exactly. Like, I didn't want to be there. And, like, all the women who go to watch are just really, really boring. Yeah. Like, they're just really boring. They don't make it fun. I just think they, I don't know, it's like they talk about grocery shopping, like we can at least make this fun.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I mean, you go long enough, what are you supposed to, you can't bring a keg every time, so I understand their boredom. I understand their yeah. boring nature there, too. Like, get out
for
of
sure,
that,
for sure.
All right? You went once, all right? Tell them you're there with them in spirit. Forget it.
I feel like that's my one per season. Yep. If I go once a season, like, I went. You can't say I didn't go.
Right.
All right, well, you enjoy your margarita. Well deserved.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely.
Angel, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Okay. I installed curtain rods all through my home by myself, which was a major accomplishment for me because I just got divorced, so I had to learn how to do things that I normally wouldn't have to do. And I did this by myself while listening to my three-year-old twins follow me from room to room singing Baby Shark.
I have to tell you, Angel, that is a big deal. And I really do applaud you because I think when you have to learn how to do things like that when you've never had to do them before, it's a daunting task. And I have tried to put up curtain rods. I did it one time with thumbtacks. My husband was not happy with me. But it is.
That's not how they go up, incidentally.
Right, no, I didn't know.
If you're in the car right now, don't get a box of thumbtacks and think that you've got all the tools you need.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
That's not real.
Right. No, I learned the hard way. But I will say that putting up curtain rods is really hard. And being able to do it after, it's a lot.
Yeah. Coincidentally, yeah. Angel, I just had a friend, the two of them, they got married, and she moved into his house that, you know, he's a caregiver for his dad. And then she shared with us that they still have shades in the house, in every window. You know, the pull and the pop down shades. You remember those on the roll?
Yeah, no, my old house had them. I love them. They're coming back in style.
What?
They're coming back in style. Because now that I'm shopping for shades for my new house,
yeah.
I see them everywhere.
Well,
they're really popular again.
Let me tell you.
Oh, wow.
These weren't purchased last week.
Oh. Okay. You pull them down, they're like yellow. They used to be white.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I just don't. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Randy and Krista. Krista, what's going on?
Well, our son has been taking karate for some time now, and he really, really loves it. But he recently broke his arm, and we had a very expensive hospital bill. But he's all healed up now, and he really wants to go back to karate lessons. And I think he should, but Randy doesn't think so.
Why, Randy?
He doesn't have the physical dexterity to do karate. He's really not a karate kid. He saw the new Karate Kid show, and he got all hyped up, and he thought, hey, I could do karate, but he can't do karate.
But I don't think that's a good enough reason for him to not do karate. Like, he really, really enjoys it. I mean, some people are slow learners. Like, I am a slow learner. He takes after me. But it takes time. I think that it is not fair to, like, limit his dreams when he's just a kid.
He's got dreams, but he also doesn't have his own checking account to pay for the medical bills. So I just don't think karate is the way for him. He takes after your brother, so, you know.
Please, don't bring my brother into this.
How old is your son?
He's only eight. I mean, how can we reasonably tell if he's going to be good or bad at this at 8 years old? And personally, I was always told you have to get back on the horse. So if you get hurt, you got to get right back up. And I think we're sending a bad message to him and discouraging him at a young age.
No, I don't want him riding horses either. Look, he can't do that. He needs to pick a hobby that's more suitable for him, like soap carving. Ooh, nature sound recording, you know, could do that.
I think it's really good for him to have exercise, and I think it builds character when you're bad at something and you keep doing it.
I got to tell you guys, Dad, I think it's pretty shocking that at 8 years old you're talking about basically making your kid a shut-in. He can't do anything physical? It seems ridiculous to me, right? I mean, right. He has to try something. And more importantly, wouldn't it be the fact that he's getting something out of it? He enjoys it. He enjoys it enough that he broke his arm and he wants to go back. And at 8 years old, you want to tell him not to do that. That's surprising to me. Very surprising.
No, I mean, really, I don't think it's surprising at all because, I mean, there are other things you can do. I mean, I had...
But apparently none of them involve going outside or being around animals or doing anything physical, if it's of your opinion. I mean, at 8 years old, telling a child ever something that they enjoy is something that they shouldn't do.
But Randy,
or can't do. I don't know. Okay.
I just don't understand. Is the problem that you're upset that he had an expensive injury or that you think that he's not physically capable of doing this type of sport and that he's just setting himself up for more injury? I don't understand why you would think the way you do.
Well, number one, yeah, the bill is the first thing, but also I just don't want him to get his hopes up. I mean, if he just sets his goals a lot lower, he's not going to be disappointed. Kind of like,
but that's a bad way to go through life,
right?
Yeah, that's to go through life is to set your expectations low.
What people do, they settle. Like I settled, so you know we settle.
Oh my gosh!
I don't think we should set that example for our son.
With an 8-year-old, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 8 years old.
Look, right. You know what? Maybe Randy's right, and he'll hear it from the audience that you have to set expectations. And if he thinks he's not physical enough to be able to do this kind of sport, and he's going to continue to injure himself, then that's a lesson he has to learn at 8 years old.
For sure. I think Randy's going to hear it from the audience, but I don't think it's going to be that.
1-800-330-9999.
Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
If your child gets injured playing a sport, when they heal, do you let them go back to it if you think they're going to get hurt again? That's what's going on with Randy and Krista, their 8-year-old son. He broke his arm doing karate. And now that he's healed, Randy's like, he's not going back. It cost us so much money for him to break the arm, all the therapy to get it back. And he's not really that good at it. He's just going to get hurt again. Why are we going to bother?
I mean, and not only does he want to keep him out of karate, he wants to keep him out of basically anything physical. Says that, he doesn't have the dexterity for this type of thing. To which his mom says, that's crazy. And I have to agree. Listen, I had a motorcycle when I was 10 years old. I ran that motorcycle into everything. Trucks, trees, anything you could imagine. And you know what? My parents, they would have died trying to take that from me. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
But Randy disagrees. He's like, listen, we know what our son is capable of, and he's just going to hurt himself again. We're just going to protect him. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Frankie, whose side are you on?
The wife is absolutely 100% right. That husband ain't taking me everything to hold me back to go through the radio to punch him in the mush.
It's really aggressive, Frankie.
All right, Frank. Frankie, thank you for your call.
We got it, Frankie.
Have a great day, Frankie. I'm with you. Right, let's encourage the boy.
All right, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
Oh, man.
Would you let your child go back to a sport that you think that they're going to injure themselves again? Randy and Krista have an 8-year-old son, broke his arm doing karate. It was expensive. It was a lot of physical therapy. And Randy says he's not going back. He's not built for this kind of sport. And honestly, he's probably just going to get hurt again.
Krista says that's ridiculous. On top of it, their 8-year-old son, he wants to go back. And doesn't that account for something? If Bruce Lee broke his arm or didn't go back, where would that leave us, Anna?
I'm not sure. Did he ever break his arm?
I don't know. He might have, but okay. Maybe not. I don't know.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Frankie.
The wife's side. I put my kid in karate for self-defense.
Yep.
The world out there is kind of very not nice, bullies and stuff.
Sure.
And he's excelled, given himself confidence. Physically, he's fit. And, Michael Jordan got canceled by his first coach and look at him now.
I mean, when you're 8 years old, man, I mean, what can you tell about somebody's life, right? Especially if you tell them they're not going to be able to do something, then they're going to think they can't. If you tell them you can do anything you want, then they're going to try.
You always encourage. Always
right,
encourage.
Of
never
course.
Discourage.
Not
never.
Even just my kid. Never. Anybody's kid. Any child anywhere.
Liz, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
On mom's side. I think that kid should definitely be doing karate, even though he broke his arm in life. Crap is going to happen, and he has to learn that. But the dad wants to make him a shut-in, like you said, and that kid should be doing karate, wrestling, soccer, basketball, and all that good stuff.
Mountain climbing, right. Skydiving, right. Let's do it all, kid.
Anything.
Right.
Trampolines.
Rick, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the mom side. I have two boys, and they get hurt all the time and play sports, so you got to let them get back on the horse and keep them moving.
Yeah?
Well, you can't let them be scared that anytime you get injured, that's the end of something.
Right, 100%.
Right.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Randy, our audience very much did not agree with you today, and they agreed with Krista, and if he wants to go back to karate, you need to support him, and your mentality is not right. It should be encouraging of anything that he wants to do and to make him stronger and better. And, I mean, you heard it all for yourself.
He's weak, but, you know, whatever the audience says, okay.
I think we can modify maybe what he does in his karate lessons to mitigate whether he breaks an arm again. But I'm very glad that our son is going back to karate. It makes him happy, and I like seeing him happy.
I mean, modifications are up to the instructor. I think, if anything, you guys should be working to encourage him more. So, Randy, if you think that his dexterity stinks or whatever, then why aren't you working on it? Mm-hmm. Get to work on it. Go have a catch
that's
out
right.
in the yard right now. Hand-eye coordination, all those things. You know, that's up to you to make him improve. He's 8 years old. Come on.
Yeah, look, if he wants to do physical activities, you know, fine. But let's not make me do them, okay?
I will do them. Mom can do them.
Mom
is more than happy to.
I love, my daughter takes karate. My little one, she's 5. And I love when we practice together. And I'm sure, Krista, you are more than able to help your son with karate.
I think it's great. I think it's fun. I didn't get to take it as a kid, so I feel like I'm getting to take it too. So I'm happy to.
If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,400 thanks to New Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents available online and in stores near you. Okay, Joey, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room, please.
You got it. Good luck, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven's walking out. That door is going to close, and he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready to play, Joey?
I'm ready.
Number one, Ashanti announced she's expecting her first child with her famous rapper fiancé. Who is Ashanti's fiancé?
Oh, man. Nelly?
Number two, Rachel Ray is returning to TV with Rachel Ray's Meals in Minutes on A&E. In the early 2000s, she had a Food Network show about meals that were made in how many minutes?
Meals in 5 minutes.
Number three, Mama June Shannon shared that she's taking weight loss injections, and that's why she had such dramatic weight loss. Mama June first became famous when her daughter, Honey Boo Boo, appeared competing on what TLC beauty pageant show?
Oh, my God. I forget. I don't know.
That's okay. Number four, Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department with 17 songs was released last night at midnight, but she also dropped an additional 15 songs, a double album, at what significant time?
What significant time? 1 a.m.?
And number five, Luke Combs is back on tour, and he's teamed up with what beer company to make co-branded trucker hats? It's the beer company with the slogan, great taste, less filling. What beer company is that?
Miller.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
2 out of 5.
Not great, man.
Joey.
$1,400. Let's see how I do.
Ashanti announced she's expecting her first child with her famous rapper fiancé. Who's her fiancé?
Nelly.
Nelly is right. Number two, Rachel Ray is returning to TV with Rachel Ray's Meals in Minutes on A&E. In the early 2000s, she had a Food Network show about meals that were made in how many minutes?
30 minutes.
30-minute meals, that's right. Number three, Mama June Shannon shared that she's taking weight loss injections, and that's why she's had dramatic weight loss.
Okay.
Mama June first became famous when her daughter, Honey Boo Boo, appeared competing on what TLC beauty pageant show?
Honey Boo Boo started on Toddlers and Tiaras, right?
Toddlers and Tiaras. I argue with my 15-year-old all the time because she wants to put my 5-year-old in beauty pageants.
Ruined everybody's lives.
Well, if you ever watched that show, like, they all look insane, you know? No, and I know that's not what the real beauty pageant world is like, but...
I mean, it is for some people.
Number 4, Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department with 17 songs was released last night at midnight, and she also dropped an additional 15-song double album at what significant time?
2 a.m.
2 a.m. is correct. And number 5, Luke Combs is back on tour, and he's teamed up with Whip Beer Company to make the co-branded trucker hats. It's the beer company with the slogan, great taste, less filling. What company is that?
Great taste, less filling. Is that Miller?
Miller Lite.
Yeah.
All right, Joey, you beat your 5-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
All right, awesome. This is Joey, and I can't beat Raven. Didn't think I could.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, man. $1,500 come Monday, Anna.